forever, ever.
WOWI Nuffa. 103 It's 3 o'clock. DJ Fonz just checked his email. And guess what? He's got more new music for you right now. It's time for today's MP3 at 3.
Get the MP3.
Transfer.
Yes, yes, yes. Time for the MP3 at 3. And these guys, they dropped a single last year. All right? It didn't do anything. It's Usher's group. And Usher's trying to, you know, get him out there again and try to give him a chance. Ironically, their name is One Chance. And the name of the song is called You Can't. All right? So give me a call. Let me know what you think about it. 466-0103. Should I download it or delete it? You know, it's the MP3 at 3.
Yeah, Joe. I'm crunk like that.
Yeah, there you go. That's the MP3 of 3 today from One Chance. The name of the song is called You Can't. Let's find out if we can download it or delete it. What's up?
Of course.
Okay. That guy called me from a toilet bowl. Couldn't understand what he was saying. Appreciate the call, though, man. Phone line's open for you. Let me know what I should do. Download or delete that One Chance. You know the numbers, 466-0103. And in the meantime, here's some Dreams singing that falsetto. Yep, here we go with the final votes for today's MP3 at 3. New group called One Chance. What's your vote?
Delete that mess.
All right, delete that mess. Hold on tight on this one for me, people, because it's close. And by the way, who are all these nice people calling up? Anyway, as I look, it's not enough nice people to help them out.
Delete it.
It's got to go. But you still might hear it again. I don't know. It was so close, you might hear it again. Plus, Usher's behind it. You might hear it again. I'm just letting you know. This is also what I know. It's Jay-Z.
And I know.
Yeah, that's Raheem Devon, customer. Played that a long time ago on the MP3 at 3. I get the music first, people, every day 3 o'clock. Shouts out to everybody who put their vote in for today's MP3 at 3. We'll do it again tomorrow, right? But coming up here in just a minute, our first look at traffic. Also, the scenario. Lots of stuff to talk about on the scenario today. A lot of stuff to do with teenagers today. Well, I'll tell you what it is. Just stay tuned.
Hey,
USADiscounters.net.
Here's another update from the Norfolk Floors Traffic Center.
Good afternoon. I'm Brian Kelly from the Norfolk Floors Traffic Center.
Rally's big taste.
CIP represent Grand Hustle PSC in here.
Yo, this is 50 Cent. This is the illest station in the 757-103 Jam.
Take a sip of this.
Jam. Yeah.
Here we go, yo. Here we go, yo.
Now it's time for the scenario.
So what's the scenario?
A look at news and entertainment with DJ Fonz right now.
So what's the scenario?
All right, a lot of things going on in the music world, including Remy Ma's trial. You know she's on a trial for allegedly shooting her friend in the stomach. Well, the case started yesterday, and the lawyer said that it was an accident. Unfortunately, though, the defense is saying that Remy Ma actually climbed into the victim's vehicle, argued with her, and then shot her twice in the stomach intentionally. I guess the facts will come out. Hopefully, we'll see what happens. Also, it was being reported yesterday that The Game was being released from prison after just serving 8 days of his 60-day sentence. He was released from prison, but then walked right into another one. They had to transfer him to another prison. So he's still staying his little 60-day trip over there. In other courtroom news, a New York governor, Elliot Spitzer, caught dealing with a New York prostitution ring. Apparently, this guy was client number 9 on a very high-priced prostitute's list. They even said they have him on a federal wiretap, and they know that it's his voice. He hasn't stepped down from his governorship yet. They're expecting him to today, though, is some word that I'm getting. So I'll keep my eye on the news to you. The funny part is, this guy was Mr. Morals. You know, he was a lawyer trying to fight for justice and all that other good stuff. Ran through the music industry talking about record companies and their problem with payola, you know, paying certain radio stations and people to play their music. Meanwhile, he's running around with prostitutes that cost $4,000. You heard me. That in itself is a crime. $4,000. He should really be hung for paying $4,000 for a prostitute, quite honestly. Forget everything else. It's a big story, though. I'll keep my eye on it. Back to the music world, though. New music in the stores for you. Snoop Dogg's new album, Rick Ross's new album, and Fat Joe's new album on the shelf for you today. And here you go, people. Here's this is some insight on the price of fame. You know, Juvenile's four-year-old daughter was murdered the other day. Well, apparently he felt that he couldn't even show up to the funeral because he was just worried that the press would show up and kind of disturb the peaceful moment.